nor did I cease my steps till the stream became a river, and join amidst marshes of swaying reeds and beaches of gleaming sand, the shore of a vast and nameless sea. Upon that sea the hateful moon shone, and over its unvocal waves weird perfumes brooded. And as I saw therein the lotus faces vanish, I longed for nets that I might capture them, and learn from them the secrets which the moon had brought upon the night. But when the moon went over to the west, and the still tide ebbed from the sullen shore, I saw in that light old spires that the waves almost uncovered, and white columns gay with festoons of green seaweed. And knowing that to the sunken place all the dead had come, I trembled, and did not wish again to speak with the lotus faces. Yet when I saw afar, out in the sea, a black condor descend from the sky to seek rest on a vast reef, I would fain have questioned him, and asked him of those whom I had known when they were alive. This I would have asked him had he not been so far away. But he was very far, and could not be seen at all when he drew nigh the gigantic reef. So I watched the tide go out under that sinking moon,